Syrian government forces continue to purge foreign-backed militants from areas in the northwestern Aleppo province. The army managed to liberate the strategic town of Hadir. Army troops also inflicted heavy losses on terrorists in the Kuwaitis countryside east of Aleppo. These developments come a day after the army and Lebanon's Hezbollah fighters retook the Kuwaitis military base following a two-year Daesh siege on it. Syrian forces backed by Russian warplanes have been making significant gains against terrorists over the past few weeks. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Mohammed Ali, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Mohammed, what more can you tell us about these advances?
Yes, the Syrian army, backed by National Defense Forces, have been able to take control of Al-Hadir town, which is one of the biggest towns when we compare it to other villages in the southern countryside of Aleppo, where the Syrian army launched an offensive in October last month with the aim to secure the perimeter of Aleppo from the southern countryside and also reach the international highway that links Aleppo with central and southern Syria. Now, this is a very important advance for the Syrian army, taking into consideration that Al-Hadir town is the main stronghold of the Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra front over there. There were large numbers of Nusra front terrorists positioned inside this town. However, now it is fully and completely secured by the Syrian army. Now, what's next is that the Syrian army will continue advancing towards the west and the southwestern part of Aleppo, particularly towards Al-Is village and then to Al-Zirbe, the last area which the Syrian army will secure before reaching the international highway, as Al-Zirbe is exactly on the roadside over there, near the highway between Aleppo and central and southern Syria. Now, the overall situation in southern Aleppo is that the Syrian army, after 3 weeks of military operations, has been able to secure over 250 square kilometers over there, and with over 60 towns, villages, and areas that were once under the control of foreign-backed militants, various groups, whether we're speaking about some of them affiliated to the so-called Free Syrian Army or others to Qaeda-linked terrorists. So it is a very significant advance for the Syrian army that signals their approach to the international highway between Aleppo and Damascus.
Okay, Mohammed, as always, thanks very much for keeping us up to date.